Number 5, hold that child. When did you first showcase defense mechanisms or behaviors that you're not proud of? When did you start to believe that you needed more stuff, more work, more attention, or more money to be enough? When did you start to tell yourself that you weren't precious? Find the pain point. Find the story. Find the time in your life when that situation began. Go back. You don't have to relive the story or the situation, but go back to who you were at that time. Visualize that younger version of you sitting or standing right in front of you. Look into that younger person's eyes. Hold that person. Convey all that you wish someone had said to you at that time. Be the friend, parent, or guardian that the younger you needed and wished for at that time. This experience could be the biggest release that you give yourself in your life. Deep down, you know what you needed to hear and experience from an elder at that time. You can give your inner child that gift. Give the gift of being heard, of being prized and appreciated, of being told you didn't do anything wrong. Cradle your inner child. Speak kindly. I have moved forward by leaps and bounds in my life using this exercise. I like to go to a place I won't be disturbed, light a candle, and look at a picture of myself at the age I experienced trauma in my life. I give this exercise 3 to 5 minutes each day. When my candle experience doesn't happen, I like to hold my inner child as I fall asleep at night, or right when I wake in the morning, and reassure her of all the beauty, wonder, and value that she holds within her. I give my inner child the gift of feeling precious. As you hold that child in your life, you leap forward in healing mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You continue to shift your life and become the version of yourself you have imagined. The key to today's step is I embrace my inner child. Use this exercise to release a pattern that you trace to its origin in your life. You are precious. Let this gift reconnect you to the truth of your perfection. Let your perfection vibrate throughout your being. I'd love to know how this experience helps you shift your life. This has been number 5 of the 10 ways to move beyond your old story, up level to your greatness with Andrea Luzon. The next time we're together, we will practice prizing.